Scouting out of the blue corner. He gives you your football meat and potatoes style and is the undisputed king of detailed player analysis. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Steve the Scout.
Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. It is Wednesday, August 1st. We have the NFL preseason kicking off this weekend with the Hall of Fame game and Hall of Fame ceremony. It's one of the things that I love watching on TV is getting to see these players reach the pinnacle of success in their football careers and see a side of them emotionally that you don't often get a chance to see, and just to see the joy that they go through, as well as the joy that it brings to their family and the people that have been there with them along the way. If you love football and love feel good stories, Hall of Fame speeches are great to watch every year. This year we got guys like Brian Dawkins, Ray Lewis speaking, so you're definitely going to hear from some guys that Brian Urlacher that play the game with a lot of intensity and a lot of passion, and just good stuff to watch. Every Wednesday going into the NFL season, I'm going to be focusing on positional rankings. Who are the best players at their position in the NFL? This week, I'm going to be giving you the 32 best quarterbacks in the NFL. I believe that all 32 of these guys are capable of winning some football games this year. The quarterback landscape has never been so good that we have really an average of one quarterback a team that are actually capable of winning football games. And I believe not all these guys are great, but all these guys will at least help you or have the potential to help you win football games this upcoming season. Every Friday is going to be a training camp report and recap, as well as questions that you guys have, questions about things that are strictly on the football field or something I went over in the show. Hey, if you want to disagree with me, that's okay. You're wrong, though. Just kidding. But if you're, if you have a difference of opinion, would love to hear from you. If you have a question on something you heard, I'd love to hear from you. And just really anything that's on the show or on the field is going to be good stuff. I will pick the best questions to answer, the ones that make the most sense at that time, and give you guys a shout out when I do answer them. Today I'm going to be going over the 32 best quarterbacks in the NFL. I have graded all these guys. I have watched tape on all these guys, but I don't have nearly enough time to give you a full scouting report on each guy. So I'm going to run through these pretty quickly and just give you a little bit of information on each guy. And when I was a kid, this was one of the things that I loved doing the most, was making lists of my favorite quarterbacks, favorite running backs. But now the difference is here is that I've learned as an adult, I've learned how to grade and evaluate these guys. And I believe that this list, especially the guys that are really in the top half of this list, they're all franchise quarterbacks. So running through this list, starting out at number 32, I believe the 32nd best quarterback in the NFL is Josh McCown, quarterback of the New York Jets. Right now, my guess would be is that, you know, he's definitely going to at least be in the running for the starting job. We know that. I think it's going to be between him and Teddy Bridgewater. But looking at Josh McCown, he does, in terms of the mental approach for the game, reading defenses, helping his teammates be better. He's a guy that brings a winning attitude and a winning mentality to a locker room. Knows how to read defenses. Has a good throwing arm. Certainly not a great one, but someone that really, from a mental standpoint, understands the game and knows and can make the game slow down for him, which is, you know, huge for a quarterback. 31 is Patrick Mahomes, quarterback of the Chiefs. This is a guy who I believe is the ultimate boomer bust prospect. Has one of the strongest throwing arms in the NFL. Not only just a strong throwing arm, but he puts a lot of zip on the ball. Throwing arm doesn't mean jack. It's really all about from the time that you, if you're a right-handed quarterback, from the time that your left hand comes off the football to the time that football gets in the hand of your receivers, how long does it take? Guys like Aaron Rodgers, Matthew Stafford, those guys put a ton of mustard on the ball. So does this guy as well. But Patrick Mahomes, what his issues are going to be is that his mechanics are not good. He has crappy feet work. He doesn't step up in the pocket. And when you look at Mahomes, he's going to make a lot of mistakes. There's only, you know, really a game of him to watch last year. But looking at him, I saw a guy that is going to make a lot of mistakes. Yes, he has the great throwing arm and all the talent, but the intangibles are not there just yet. But because just the talent is just, it's so obvious. I got to put him on this list. Look, I would say at this point, I'd rather have Josh McCown start for me. But, you know, Patrick Mahomes is definitely a guy that if he develops, this is a guy that can be the face of your franchise, but he's really got to put the work into becoming better, but the talent is there. 30 is Tyrod Taylor, a guy like Josh McCown, who's smart, understands the game. You know, he was behind Joe Flacco. And when you look at what Tyrod has done in Buffalo, he's been able to take care of the football. He's been able to drive it down the field. Look, he's not a gunslinger, but he's a guy that does not all the things, but a lot of the little things right. He's not really great in any one area. He's a guy that you can win games with, but you know he's not going to be your franchise quarterback. I think he'll actually do better with Cleveland than he did with Buffalo. With Buffalo, a lot of the criticism on him was that, you know, he just played it safe. But I think, you know, he'll be airing it out a little bit more this year if he is the starter. 29 is Sam Bradford. When Sam Bradford is healthy, he wins football games. He's got a tremendous throwing arm, can throw the ball with touch. Again, a guy that puts a lot of mustard, has a lot of velocity on his throws. But again, can he stay healthy? And really in terms of being able to read defenses and anticipate open receivers, lead them into space, there's a lot of guys that are better than him. 28 is Dak Prescott. I get it. The Cowboys, right side of their offensive line didn't play well last year. In terms of receiving help, he had an aging Jason Witten and an aging Dez Bryant, who's no longer with the team. I believe this year is going to be big for Dak because, although, you know, sometimes not having a true number one wide receiver is good because learning how to go through your progressions and doing them faster and really scanning the field, it forces you to do that, and I think it'll help Dak. When you look at Dak, he does a lot of little things right and definitely someone that belongs on this list. 27 is Nick Foles. Look, the guy won the Super Bowl last year. You can call him a systems quarterback, but under two different head coaches in Philadelphia, he's had major success. So you all remember that one year under Chip Kelly. He only threw like not even a handful of interceptions. He didn't have really good success when he went to the Rams. But when you look at if he's put in the right system, the guy wins football games. He was a Super Bowl MVP, and I'm sure there'll be some people that'll think why put Foles ahead of Dak Prescott? Look, and I'll just say this. Go back and look at the playoffs last year. Systems QB or not, he got it done. 26 is Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill, to me, still has potential to be the franchise quarterback for the Dolphins. The question is, you know, can he stay healthy? And he's really, and it's going to probably take him some time to develop because he's really missed 2 years of being able to truly develop. But a guy that, you know, I thought coming into the league had a very good chance of being successful. Definitely wasn't a surefire lock, but a guy that had a chance of being successful. 25 is Andy Dalton, a guy that not a franchise quarterback, but a guy that has helped the Bengals win football games. 24 is Case Keenum. Case Keenum, to me, people want to think that because of the offense he was in last year, being in Pat Shurmur's offense, that made him good. No, Case Keenum, Pat Shurmur's offense put aside, Case Keenum looked great last year. Mechanics, feet work, scanning the field, all that stuff looked really good. So you can say it was the Viking system, but Case Keenum played good football last year. 23 is the guy who I believe should be the starting quarterback for the Jets. That's Teddy Bridgewater. a guy who reads the field about as almost as fast as any quarterback in the game. Before he got hurt, this was a Pro Bowl quarterback. Not a guy with the strongest throwing arm, but a guy that can read defenses, really has great anticipation and touch. And considering the amount of playing experience that he's had, the guy just has great intelligence for the game. And look, he's always been productive. Going back to his days at Louisville, we were always looking at a productive quarterback and a guy that would translate well to a pro system. When he was healthy, he did that. 22 is Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco, former Super Bowl MVP. He can still drive the ball. He can still drive the ball downfield and help the Ravens win games. He belongs on this list. 21 is Eli Manning. Eli Manning has not played his best football the last few years. When you look at really, especially last year, I'm a Giants fan. My biggest criticism of Eli is he is such a rhythm passer that, you know, if he is not getting time in the pocket, he turns into one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL, and his cadence and his rhythm, everything gets messed up. But when he's in a rhythm, look, we've all seen what Eli Manning can do when he's in a rhythm. But, you know, regardless of what the offensive line has looked like, he's needed to play a lot better the last year or so. 20 is Kirk Cousins, a guy that he signed an $84 million contract. And when you want to look at passer rating and production, he was in a good system in Washington, I believe. He's in a system that he's going to have even more success in with Minnesota now that he has a good defense as well. We should see Kirk Cousins really continue to have success in the NFL. And the Vikings, I believe, are definitely a Super Bowl contender. They're the most complete team in the NFL. 19 is Marcus Mariota, a guy who I said coming out of college, this was going to be a guy that regardless of people seeing him as a scrambling quarterback, this is a guy that throws the ball with a ton of zip and a guy that, although he didn't sit in the pocket all that much, he would translate into a good pocket passer in the NFL, and he's certainly done that. 18 is Alex Smith. When you look at, you know, what he's done in Kansas City and what he did before Colin Kaepernick took over in San Francisco, he started to develop into a great quarterback. He is a lot more than a game manager. He drives the ball, you know, downfield a lot better than people give him credit for. His accuracy, he's got the arm strength. Reading defenses and being able to play chess with the defenses, he can do all that stuff. He is definitely a guy that is a good enough quarterback that if he's on the right team, they can win the Super Bowl. 17 is going to be Jameis Winston. Look, Jameis Winston did not play well last year, but I've watched enough Jameis Winston tape, and I've watched him under duress. You know, he's been under duress a lot the last few years, and under pressure, one of the best quarterbacks I've seen on tape. A guy that has an amazing throwing arm. Yes, he's thrown some. Yes, he threw a lot of interceptions. We saw that in college, but when you want to look at the good stuff that he's done, in terms of reaching his peak, I believe he's been at his best a better quarterback than Marcus Mariota, although it's been close. 16 is Cam Newton. Look, Cam Newton is an example of a guy that did not, you know, had some accuracy issues coming out of college, but you know, sometimes you have, you know, accuracy issues. They can be fixed to a degree, but you know, he's become a more accurate passer. He's definitely not one of the more accurate passers in the league, but you know, Cam Newton, one of, you know, his ability to read defenses is among the very best top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL. He was a league MVP and a guy that is definitely worthy of being the face of that franchise. 15 is Andrew Luck. When Andrew Luck gets some time under him, he can get acclimated to playing football again. I believe he's going to be a top 10 quarterback in the league. He was the highest ranked quarterback prospect since Peyton Manning. There's a reason for that. When I saw him healthy, in terms of a big bodied quarterback that can just launch the ball and do amazing things. Andrew Luck was that guy. To me, what Andrew Luck reminds me of, to me, he's he's like a bigger version of Aaron Rodgers. When you look at Aaron Rodgers, he's able to use his legs and extend plays. He has a rocket of a throwing arm. Andrew Luck is the same thing. Andrew Luck is more of a bigger body type guy. But when you look at what Andrew Luck did, throwing the ball with velocity and some of the plays that he's made, his ability to read defenses, have accuracy, touch anticipation, he's one of the top guys for sure. Moving on to number 14 is Ben Roethlisberger. Ben, he has definitely been the beneficiary of having a great offense behind him. But look, he's been successful for a number of years. Going into this year, he's cut some weight, and I still believe, you know, he's a guy that's really going to be playing some of his best football even now. I think he's declined a little bit, but really, really not all that much. Moving on to number 13 is David Carr. When David Carr's been healthy, he's been a top quarterback in the league. Carr brings everything you want to the table. Has amazing arm strength and really all the tools that you're looking for. Moving on to 12, it's Deshaun Watson. Look, there are some times when a scrambling quarterback will get figured out by year two. I don't think teams are going to be able to figure out Deshaun Watson because his play inside the pocket, not just his ability to run, but his actual passes from inside the pocket were amazing last year. He has tremendous velocity and, you know, just a guy that is really the ultimate playmaker and a guy that's going to help Houston be good for a while, provided he can stay healthy. Number 11 is a guy that can make every throw from every angle. And when I evaluated all the young quarterbacks in the NFL, I'm not sure if there's one out of all these guys that are under 25 that blew me away more than what I saw from Mitchell Trubisky. Yeah, he didn't have a great supporting cast last year, but when I look at quarterback mechanics and everything that goes into grading a quarterback, Trubisky, I believe, has the potential to be the best quarterback of the next 10 to 15 years. His play is that special, and I believe having Nagy as their coach, having Jordan Howard, adding some pieces to that offense, which they've started to do, you're going to start to see the breakout of really a guy that I believe has the potential to be a Hall of Fame quarterback in Mitchell Trubisky. 10 is Matthew Stafford. Stafford came into the league with one of the strongest arms, definitely has one of the strongest throwing arms in football. But really, Matthew's issues have been, you know, he has not read defenses and still doesn't read defenses and anticipate nearly as well as some of these other quarterbacks. But the arm talent, it's absolutely undeniable. He's just that talented that, you know, he's going to help you win football games with just his talent alone. Last year and the year before that, in terms of getting the game to slow down for him, being able to diagnose things, play a little bit more chess with the defense. He's starting to get better with that, but there's still a bunch of guys that are better than him in those categories. But just the talent is so undeniable. You know, you're going to win games with him. Jared Goff. Jared Goff comes in at number 9. There are no quarterbacks that progressed more from their first year to their second year more than Jared Goff. Goff was in the conversation to be league MVP last year. I get it. He is definitely the beneficiary of a great system and being around a great running back. But when I evaluated Goff coming out of college and even in the NFL, I don't think he's Carson Wentz. But he is to me a guy that does, like a lot of these guys in the list, does all the small things well. And when you look at Goff as an overall player, has ridiculous arm strength. Has the ability to read defenses, really as good as any of these young quarterbacks are about as good. Moving on to number 8 is Matt Ryan. League MVP 2 years ago. Look at the success that he's had in Atlanta. I think he's going to be even better this year now that they have not only Julio Jones, but they have a number of other young receivers as well. Calvin Ridley, and they got some other guys there. When you look at Atlanta, when you look at Atlanta's passing attack, I believe they will have the hardest passing attack to defend in the NFL this year. Moving on to number seven, Jimmy Garoppolo. Of all the young quarterbacks in the NFL right now, if I truly, truly had to pick one to draft and start a team with, it would be Jimmy Garoppolo. When you look at Jimmy last year, look at the 49ers before he was there, and then look at them after he was there. Yes, obviously they became a better team, but I just when I go back and watch his college tape. And watch some of the tape there in New England when he had a chance to play, it was very obvious. He scans the field probably faster than any quarterback in the NFL right now. Gets the ball out of his hands quickly. And just when you want to look at a guy that has all the tools, he's what you're looking for. When you look at the sixth best quarterback in the NFL, I'm going to say that is Philip Rivers. Philip Rivers, he is arguably outside of Tom Brady and Drew Brees, probably the best quarterback at reading and manipulating defenses in the NFL. Aaron Rodgers is up there for sure, but how Philip Rivers, if Philip Rivers doesn't make the Hall of Fame, he is going to be, in my opinion, probably the best quarterback ever to not make the Hall of Fame. He hasn't had the postseason success. He's never been to a Super Bowl, but he is playing as good football as he has in his whole career. I believe the best Philip Rivers we've ever seen is the Philip Rivers of last year and the one that's going into this next year. That's one of the great things about quarterbacks is that sometimes like a fine wine, they actually do get better with age. And Philip Rivers, look, he's been solid since he came into the league. He had a few down years, but when you look at Phillip's totality as a player, it's undeniable, at least from my standpoint, that when you compare him to Roethlisberger and Eli, he's been the best of that bunch. Five is Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson carried the Seahawks last year. Before last year, everyone thought of Russell Wilson as a great quarterback, but last year he took a step above that, where he was truly able to carry the Seahawks the entire year. Moving on to number four. It's Drew Brees. You want to talk about a guy that has the best deep ball accuracy and maybe the best anticipation of any quarterback in the history of the game. Because look, he truly can't see over that offensive line. But when you want to talk about a guy that lets the ball go and just knows where his players are going to be, there's no one better than him. This year, he's probably going to break Peyton Manning's all-time record for most passing yards thrown. So Hall of Fame career, still one of the top five quarterbacks in the league. A guy that comes in at number three that I thought, going into his NFL career, and especially after watching what he did in college and really even the first game of his career, to me it was undeniable that Carson Wentz had Hall of Fame talent. When you want to look at his ability to stand tall in the pocket, deliver any kind of pass with touch, and a guy that in terms of football IQ was way ahead of his time. Carson Wentz was that guy. Look, if he didn't get injured when he got injured last year, he probably would have been the league MVP. And look, Carson Wentz has been the beneficiary of great coaching, but don't let that fool you. This is without question one of the best five or six quarterbacks in the NFL, and when I evaluate him, he's the third best quarterback in the game right now. And I'm not just going by his success last year. I'm going by what his play looked like on the field. To me, he was that damn good. Coming in at number two is Aaron Rodgers. When Donald Driver and James Jones were asked who had the stronger throwing arm, Rodgers or Favre, they both said Aaron Rodgers. People look at Favre as being arguably the strongest, the most strong-armed quarterback in the history of the NFL. when you look at Aaron Rodgers, look, he's been, you know, when healthy, you know, he's probably been the best quarterback of this generation. I think, you know, Tom Brady gets the nod ahead of him because of, yes, Tom Brady's won Super Bowls more recently, and Tom Brady has stayed healthy. But when these guys are both playing, I think, you know, really at their best, Aaron Rodgers is probably the best quarterback in football. But I got to give the number one spot to Tom Brady, the guy that is better than any quarterback in the history of the game at playing chess with your defense and manipulating your defense to help him be successful. Combine that with the fact that he's always, outside of Randy Moss and Rob Gronkowski, Wes Welker and Julian Edelman, those guys have been good, but he's always done it with a subpar set of wide receivers. Oftentimes, he doesn't have any good running backs. But when you want to look at Brady's accuracy and his ability to manipulate defenses, he's the best quarterback in the NFL today at those things. And you know, a guy that, you know, people have the right to say right now, he's the best quarterback ever. Is he the most talented quarterback ever? No. But when you look at a guy that is tremendous under pressure, and we've seen plenty of evidence of that, combined with, I keep saying it, the ability to manipulate defenses and know exactly what you're going to do, there's been no one better than him. So with that being said, that tops off our list. I'm going to go through these again now a lot faster. So coming in at 32, we had Josh McCown. 31, we had Patrick Mahomes. 30, we had Tyrod Taylor. 29, we had Sam Bradford. 28, Dak Prescott. 27, Nick Foles. 26, Ryan Tannehill. 25, Andy Dalton. 24, Case Keenum. 23, Teddy Bridgewater. 22, Joe Flacco. 21, Eli Manning. 20 was Kirk Cousins. 19 was Marcus Mariota. 18 was Alex Smith. 17 was Jameis Winston. 16 was Cam Newton. 15 was Andrew Luck. 14 was Ben Roethlisberger. Number 13 was Derek Carr. Number 12 was Deshaun Watson. And number 11 was Mitch Trubisky. The top 10, we had Matthew Stafford coming in at number 10, Jared Goff coming in at number 9, Matt Ryan at number 8, Jimmy Garoppolo at number 7, Philip Rivers at number 6, Russell Wilson at number 5, Drew Brees at 4, Carson Wentz at 3, Aaron Rodgers at 2, and Tom Brady at 1. So that compiles a list of the guys that I think are the best quarterbacks in the NFL today. I'm sorry if I didn't give a ton of information on these guys, and it kind of seemed like I was saying some of the same things over and over again. Usually what I like to do in terms of how I run the show is talk about a few guys and really give a more detailed breakdown on them. So, you know, that's the only part about this episode today that I wish I could have had a little bit more time to do, but hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Look, if you have one of the top 20, 21 quarterbacks on this list on your team, your team is good enough to go all the way. That's, you know, look, you don't, you know, winning the Super Bowl nowadays, well, we saw it last year. I think it's about having a great team. It's not only about just having a great quarterback. Yes, I think we're done with the days where a guy like Trent Dilfer is going to win the Super Bowl. But look, we've seen some examples last year of quarterbacks who are not top quarterbacks win at all. When Peyton Manning won his second Super Bowl, he was really a shell of him of his former self. Nick Foles got it done last year, really being a systems quarterback. But again, there's still no position in the NFL more important than this one. All right, guys, that is all. So thank you for joining me today. This Friday, I'm going to be answering your guys' questions as well as giving you a recap as to what happened this week in training camp and talking about some thought-provoking things we may not be thinking about going into the 2018 NFL season. I'm Steve the Scout. Until next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.